perched on the south side of Camelback Mountain is a home known as Camelback Castle. It's like no other in the area. Did you know there are many unique features about the place, including that it was built out of rocks from Camelback Mountain?
Some of the unique things, there was a 22-person jacuzzi in the living room with a skylight, a fireplace that actually had a waterfall that flowed down in front of the fireplace.
Robert Pazdurka owns the home and proudly takes me on the grounds to see the Arcadia Castle up close.
The walls are anywhere from 18 to 24 inch thick, solid stone from the mountain with concrete and rebar. Very, very much over-engineered.
The castle was built by Mort Copenhaver. He was a valley dentist. Copenhaver purchased the land the home sits on in 1967. His plan was to build a castle. Pazdurka says the doctor recruited a handful of laborers to help him build the home stone by stone, chipped away from Camelback Mountain. When it was completed, it was a nearly 8,000-square-foot multi-level home with 15 rooms, including, well, what else? A dungeon.
The property was said to be unbuildable, and at the time, he was able to negotiate, I think, a purchase price of about $4,000, strictly because it was an unbuildable lot. And he proceeded over the next 12 years to produce something that's really could never be reproduced again.
That's because the home sits several hundred feet above the valley. Pazdurka says the outer walls soar to about 50 feet high. For 20 years, he admired the fortress. So as soon as it went up for sale, he purchased it and is remodeling the home.
We are keeping the dungeon, and the intent is hopefully to enlarge it a little bit.
As we stand on the pile of construction rubble, he says the plan is to modernize it while restoring its uniqueness.
We would like to kind of continue the tradition that Mort did, and that was do tours once in a while so that the public can actually come back and see and enjoy the castle.
Airplanes landing at Sky Harbor seem to be flying past at eye level. That's because this is the highest house on Camelback Mountain. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.